Sunday, December 7th, 2021, Eastern Standard Time. We have Al Carpe as our host today. Al Carpe, are you there?
Honey, I'm home.
How's it going there, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, babe.
That's good. Glad to hear it.
That's all I got. I'm done.
Is that all you got? All right. Well, podcast number 56. Yeah. Come listen to us next time.
Standards and Poor's. This day is over. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next time.
I think a lot of us would like to say that to 2020.
Oh, hell yes.
What an effed up year.
Times. Yeah. Yeah.
Bill, I think we're both in our 50s. I don't think we've ever seen a year so jacked up in our life.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying, right? Uh-oh, hey, what's going on back there?
The whole crew is home. And so, I'm inside because it's, cold out. And
it's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I told you I'd come over and help you build a little man cave.
Yeah, I can do that. And I could do that in the basement, but...
Yeah,
I'm painting now in the basement. So,
you're supposed to be painting the kitchen. Those beautiful new countertops you got.
I'm taking the cupboards, the doors off the cupboards. Some of them been sanded, and I'm taking them downstairs to paint, so I don't have to paint outside. Where it's,
oh, I got you.
30 degrees outside. Yeah, I got a whole thing.
Good call. Good call.
You know,
how was your Xmas? Everybody was happy and everything. How was the family?
It's very relaxing.
That's good. You were off for a few days, which is nice.
Yeah. Took 5 days off. I start
a little breathing room
tomorrow. Yeah. Relaxing and just, it's just been so nice. Sleeping in.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Would you end up hanging out with Ma? What'd you do?
Mom, we were supposed to go with my buddy Ron and Joanne's, and Ron was a guy that put some windows in for my mom, and he put a big, huge, 8 by 10 foot window in, put a new door wall in for her because the door wall was kind of jacked up. But my mom really appreciated the good work that he did, and we all became friends. And I bump into Ron at one of the corner places down the street all the time, and we became friends. So he invited us over, and I went to Beverly Hills, Michigan to go pick up a pie, and Ron's wife slaved over a stove. And my mom said she didn't feel good. And I got nervous. So I went and bought thermometers for everybody. And she's it came back okay. But I think my mom is feeling the blues a little bit. I think it's the holiday blues. All her family's kind of scattered now. Some of them moved to Grand Haven. Some had other plans. And I think she's feeling the blues. And I gotta pick her up a little bit. So I think she's going through some tough times being by herself as much as she is. And I get over there at least every other day.
Right.
But I think she's just kind of feeling the blues. So.
Well, and that's going to happen.
Sorry for her. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to happen. I saw that happen with my ma before she left. Sometimes it gets to a point where, you're running out of friends to hang out with.
Yeah.
Family to hang out with. And you feel alone.
Yeah, they're all dropping like flies, and not to be funny about it or whatever, but there's a lot of them that they're at that age where she's 81, but, a lot of them didn't make it to 81, so I told her, I said, if she plays her cards right, she can make it to 91, but I got to get my mom involved and get her kind of out there doing some stuff, so.
That's the other thing is she's got to want to.
Yeah, she's strong-willed. She is – in a great spot, her financially. I'll put it this way: financially, she's in a great spot.
Okay, good.
She knows that I look over. Anything that she wants done, I'll take care of.
Right.
I think that she needs to possibly one get a dog, a small little dog for a little companionship. And I think maybe she's like, I go, mommy. I said you have to get involved, and she's like, well, there's nothing to do. I said I understand that, but I said, you got two brand new knees and you got a new heart valve. I said, you can go walk around the block once a day or twice a day. I said, you can go walk around North Florida, Plymouth, or you can just things you can do at least to kill a couple hours here and there.
Right.
She's kind of, she likes her cocktails and and you know, Price is Right, and you know, whatever, blah blah. And I said, you can't live life. But don't get me wrong, she reads books like crazy, and she does a little word puzzles, and she talks to all of her friends all the time. So she stays stays active in her own way. But I got to get her out there a little bit more physically active, and I think that might take a little stress off her a little bit.
Well, yeah, so. there's a certain something to be said to being out there and doing something. You know, as much as I really enjoyed doing nothing for the last 5 days, I'm exhausted from not doing anything.
I bet. A lot of cooking, though, eh? A lot of loving kids, loving family.
Oh, yeah, a lot of we did a couple of breakfasts. You know me, I love to make my big breakfast, eggs and sausage, and I got that special potato recipe that's awesome.
Yeah. If I was any closer, I'd be over.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're any closer, I'd have to consider inviting you. And then I wouldn't because I considered it, but then I changed my mind because, you know.
You should. You mean one day I might show up. If you said breakfast is at 10, get on the road by 9, I'm there. Hobo chilling. Yeah. What's up, hobo?
Hey, there's the hobo. What's going on, bro?
What do you got in store? You're the host tonight. What do you got in store for tonight?
Well, we were going to continue our little discussion we started about
the sound. Happy holidays to you, hobo.
Assembling a soundtrack to your life.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously we're wrapping up the shitty year of 2020.
Yeah.
Did you see the Match.com or whatever it was commercial on the television where Satan is, he's swiping and he picks one and then they meet and he's got the great big horns and he's big red devil face. He's pretty much Satan. And he goes, 2020, is that you? And it's this cute little girl and she goes, oh, just call me 2020. And then they go off and have devilish fun times together. And it is just a hilarious commercial. I'm like, you know what?
That pretty much just sums it up.
Oh, it's hilarious. And every time I see it, I rewind it and watch it again because it's just funny. And, you know, they're blowing stuff up and breaking things and stealing toilet paper. And it's just doing all sorts of stupid
It's a stuff. Commercial?
Yes, for one of those things.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up for it.
And it's just – it's dumb, but
right,
like, so appropriate for the year. And thank God this year is over. And
you're not kidding. It has been the most bizarre – oddball year ever.
And honestly, I don't see 2020, the era of 2020, ending until February 1st.
Well, yeah, I was going to say at least springtime.
Well, I was going to go with February 1st because we're going to have new leadership. There's going to be a little bit of change in the attitude of how things are actually being handled.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more optimism, that's for sure.
Exactly. There's like hope around the corner.
Yeah.
And you know, with the, I'm not trying to get political or anything like that. I'm just talking about the year. But with the hope around the corner and the vaccine coming out and slowly getting rolled out quicker and quicker, you know, we're going to have that opportunity to look back and go, holy shit, we made it.
Isn't it scary, though? And I'm not really sure I'm going with this. I'm kind of talking out loud. But
yeah,
isn't it scary about how once – everybody gets out of the routine, how upset everybody gets. I guess that's the best way of putting it. In other words, I don't think any of us, unless we struggled with COVID, you know, heaven forbid, we had to deal with COVID. But if you didn't have to deal with COVID, it really, the year wasn't that, it was a year of sacrifice or a year of, maybe the word's not even sacrifice.
Discomfort.
Year of, discomfort. And it really wasn't, if you think about it, it wasn't that bad unless you had to deal with COVID. And that was a big question mark. If you got it, how, was it going to affect you or not? You know, football's got it, but she blazed through it. She's here. Her brother got it twice, but he's on the front line. He's a nurse. But you know, the funny thing is that, and nothing against him, but him and his wife decide like, you know, hey, we put together, we put a lot of effort and time and blah, blah, blah. They moved up north. They moved up to like Alpena area and they're going to go work up there in the hospitals up there. But
just get away from the crazy business.
Yeah, get away from crazy stuff. But
well, yeah, there's a lot of stupid when you get a certain number of people together in a small area. Stupidity becomes exponential.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding.
Multiplies upon itself, and it's, you know, it is what it is. But no, what I was going to say is to tag along with the, you know, sure, even if, you know, we in our family so far, thank God, have not had the COVID. My specific five, right, my specific five and my brother and his family that I grew up with, their family's been fine. Nobody's been getting it. And, you know, that was good because they're around mom all the time.
Right, right.
She passed away from old age and had nothing to do with the COVID. So,
yeah,
you know, that was great. I mean, not great, but it was good. She didn't have to suffer through that.
Sure.
Additional crazy shit. But you think about it and you go, well, wait a minute. We didn't have any specific instances of it right now in our lives, but everything we do is completely influenced by it.
Yeah.
You get out and you go to the store and you put the mask on and you walk around. And in the back of your mind, it's like, does that person have it? Does that person have it? Does that person have it?
Hey.
And it's like this constant white noise of stress in the back of your head. So to say that, you know, even if you didn't, thankfully, if you didn't get the COVID directly, you still were affected this year.
Yeah, I went to the party store on the corner, and I had my mask, but I always wear my mask below my nose because, you know, it gets hot if you have it on your nose. And this girl walked in that I know, and she's like, I'd appreciate it if you put your mask above your nose. So she walked in the door.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, I'd appreciate it if you put your mask above your nose. And I did. And I'm like, it's fine. Yeah. You know, whatever. You know, I'm not here to. But I, you know, the funny thing is that, and this is probably one out of a million, but I watch these things on, like, Facebook and stuff, the videos have and stuff.
Those are
fun. Yeah, these people go into, like, shopping malls or grocery stores or whatever. There's no mask. They want to put up a fight. I'm like, why? I don't get it. Why is it such a big deal not to wear an effing mask? I don't get it. Just wear one. Just wear it out. Like, we're 6 months out, 3 months out, whatever. Just wear it. Just lose it. You know, you know where I'm going with this. So.
I do know where you're going. And the problem is people don't understand that it's not a freedom issue. It's a safety issue. And they can't differentiate between the two. And they think that because some authority is telling them that they should wear a mask, suddenly that they have to rebel against it. And we as Americans are generally very independent-minded people. That's just a cultural thing that we've had for the last 250 years where we just, screw you, we're doing it the way we think is
right. Yeah, yeah.
But the other part of it is there's a significant number of us that are like, screw you, we're going to do it the way we want, but we're also going to do it the way we want, which is the best for the most.
Right, right.
And that's where most of us are, and it's the ones who walk around with no masks are the ones that are just completely clueless to the concerns of other people.
Yeah, you know what's funny is how many people go into your local grocery stores or shopping outlets, whatever you want to call them, and they're like, no, I'm in a public place. I can do whatever I want. And they're like, no, you're in a private place. This is a private business. We have the right to throw you out. And they're like, oh, no, you don't. This is public, and I'm going nowhere. You know, I'm going to shop here with my mask off. And it's just like, and these people can't do anything about it, and they threaten, like, I'm calling the police and stuff. It seems like once you call the police, these people kind of like, okay, I'm getting out of here. But It just, I don't know. It just fucking ignorance. It's complete ignorance.
Well, that's ignorance, a good way to put it, because that's
you just don't,
what it turns out to be is ignorance of the law.
It is.
Ignorance of what facts are, and just you know, ignorance of basic biology.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, just wear it. It's not a big deal. Fucking Chinese people have been wearing it forever because of smog and pollution problems, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
So back to the original thought was if you were gonna piece together a soundtrack, because you know we're still all about music, even though we talk about everything else.
Right.
If you were gonna make a soundtrack for your life, what songs would you put in that soundtrack? Just give me a couple of your top three or something.
I gave us some thought,
and like why?
Yeah, I gave us some thought,
I'm gonna interrupt you again.
Go on.
But like if. You come up with, you know, a song and say, this is why I think because it reminds me of this. Or if it were the story of my life, that song yeah. would be playing it's in like, the background of a scene where it was about this happening within my life or something. You know, well, in the movie, where would you, if the movie was made of yours and this was going to be the soundtrack to the movie, what would the scene be with this would be the background music to?
Right. You know, I gave a lot of thought to this, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm not a movie guy, but and I could like try to piece like certain things together, and I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna make sense, blah blah. But this is what I came up with, and this is like my honest, most accurate response to your question. PBG, thanks for listening. So we are talking about if you had to create or collaborate. Songs that would describe your life, right? Am I right? What would they be?
A soundtrack.
That's fine. Okay. So what I'm getting at is, I think what it comes down to for me, there's two things. These are two things that I keep going back to, so I'm going to stick with them. And if I gave it like hours and hours and hours of thought, I could probably come up with something kind of more creative, but right. I still go back to this is thank you, fuckballs. Kim just made me a cocktail.
I heard.
So this is what it is. There's two things that have caught me in my life and for two different reasons is one, it's the Replacements album, Let It Be.
Right.
And two, the movie Good Will Hunting. Two of those, if I can marry both of those together, that is a perfect stamp of my life. In other words, if you look at the album cover of The Replacements, Let It Be, it's the band that's sitting on the outside of a house on the roof, hanging out, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a little ladder chase going down the side, whatever, blah, blah. Yep. But what that completely reminds me of is and God rest his soul, is when my friend Brendan was going to school at Ann Arbor, U of M, we used to hang out on his roof and listen to music. And it goes back to when U of M's basketball team won the championship back in the early 90s, I think it was. We were all sitting out there kind of drinking beers and watching people kind of do their thing or whatever. But if you go through the soundtrack is very diverse. There's a song called Androgynous. There is a song called, We're Coming Out. There's a song called Gary's Got a Boner. It's all over the place. Yeah, but
it's goofy. It's a good album,
though. And that's me. That is completely – I love that album. It's one of my favorite albums in the world. If there's an album that describes me, it's probably it. Now, if you want to go to the movie side of it, Good Will Hunting, I can relate to that character 1,000% other than having his genius ability to solve mathematical problems and whatnot. But what he went through in his life, I feel like I've been through in my life. And it's if you've seen the movie like most of us have, you know that he went through a lot. So if you take both of those and marry them together, that is like the soundtrack of my life. It really is. And I've thought about this. I thought about when I was driving. I thought about it before going on this podcast. And I'm like, God, could it be any different than this? And it's really not. I'm not a huge fan of movies. If you told me, you know what, this movie is just phenomenal, you got to watch it, blah, 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 I'll watch it. It's like I just told Kim, my mom and I went to Royal Oak last year and saw an independent movie called The Hidden Life. It's a phenomenal movie. It's a long movie, 2.5 hours.
Right.
But you get into it. It's a love story. It's about doing the right thing. That's me. I love that movie. But then that's what this whole thing is about. It's about taking this album, The Replacements, Let It Be, and married into, one movie we can all relate to, which I think is Good Will Hunting. And that's really like the epitome of my life, you know, or I shouldn't say the epitome, but you know what I'm saying? Kind of like the whole, you know, those two things tell the story of my life, you know, without me having to say anything, you know? So
I hear you.
That, any comments? Any
That's a very honest assessment. That's taken it to a direction I wasn't planning. But
I want to pull a little twist on it.
Yeah, but that's – I mean, this isn't – you know, I throw out a topic and you throw out a topic and we interpret it in our own particular way and we put it together in our own particular way. And the beauty of it is we're both a little bit different on somehow the ways we see things. And I like the fact that you came up with something that was different than what I was thinking.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too,
you're along the right path, but it's just – it's a different look at it, which I love.
Yeah. You know? And when I look at the Let It Be album, remember, they did a remake of Kiss, Black Diamond. And people are probably, when they listen to the album, they probably don't know that it's from Kiss. There is a mention of Paul Stanley being the author of the song. But when I was a kid, that was my favorite band. It was Kiss, Black Diamond. It was one of the first albums, one of their first albums they had. It was Dressed to Kill. And one of the best songs on that album was Black Diamond. Well, on Let It Be, the Replacements do a version of Black Diamond. They do a great version of it. So there's a lot of different reasons why I love that album. And I was just talking to Kim about getting like tattoos and stuff. She's like, hey, I'm not much of a tattoo person. But I said, I've got a few that I want to do. And that album cover might be one of them because it has so much history with where I've been and what I've done, you know, with hanging out with people at Ann Arbor on rooftops and the Kiss Black Diamond and, you know, the song Androgynous and We're Coming Out. And now We're Coming Out has to do with any kind of gay kind of thing. But it's a real hard punk kind of song, whereas Androgynous is more kind of a, you know, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. You know,
you're alone. This is what's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah, I'd be really interested to hear what you have to say.
Well, so there's a series of songs that I just love just a lot, you know, but it's a different.
Yeah, I'm sure The Cure's got to be somewhere.
It's a different answer. You know, The Cure is on this list, but the answer to this question is a different set of songs than the answer to if I was trapped on a desert island and could only have 10 albums,
right?
Those 10 albums be, that's a completely different series of answers. Whereas this one is, you know, I can see, I can go back to the scene of me riding my motorcycle at 2 a.m. through the streets of Grand Rapids and on some of the sidewalks and zipping around on different things.
Yeah.
And just being crazy.
I wish I was there.
with Love and Rockets bike dance playing in the background.
Really?
That's a scene.
Holiday on the Moon is my favorite song by them.
Yeah.
I love it.
But bike dance is just hard thumping bass.
Right.
Good guitar that it's just almost a rhythm and blues, but it's just driving song.
So you had your headphones on, listen to that song buzz around your motorcycle in Grand Rapids?
No.
Oh,
no. Not at all. What all this is if I were to make the movie,
right,
to pull out some of the things that happened in my life, one of the times would be me zipping around on the motorcycle in the dark with this song playing in the background.
Oh, I got you.
As the soundtrack to it. That's right, all this is. These are the background songs to the scenes of the movie of my life.
I got you.
You know, and of course, it would roll into skidding, you know, slamming on the back brakes and doing a fishtail type thing. And then it would roll into This Charming Man by the Smiths.
I got you.
Then it would flip over to, do you remember Fun Boy 3?
No.
Fun
Boy 3.
That was a early 80s band with Bananarama.
Yeah.
And they got a song called The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum, and it's this very droning type thing. And then that would transfer into, and these are all college events.
Yeah.
Driving my buddies stick shift Toyota up and down the sidewalks of the college when you're not supposed to at 4 a.m.
You're kind of a hellion, man.
A little bit of a hellion, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then that song, it's a very slow and droning song, contrasted with the fast, quick turns that had to be made and the slamming the gears and all that stuff, and him laughing his ass off because he's like, dude, I can't believe you're driving this well. You've never driven a stick before. I'm like, no, I've driven a stick many times. You just haven't driven yours before. And
right,
it's good. You got a good clutch. Boom, bam, boom, zip, zam, zoom, spin, turn.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to know you back in college.
No, those were some long.
My runs. College days were my college days are boring. But go ahead.
But then you know, New Order's "Thieves Like Us."
Yeah,
you know that song. It's nice. Yeah. Another nice. It's a little bit droning, but it has a little thing to it, and that would be more of a almost like a. As the kids are being born type thing.
I got you.
You know, and you know, you got to throw the Cure in there too, but that's before the Happiness. Cause the Cure is not really a happiness gang type band. Hey, Evan's here. Thanks for stopping by.
What's up, Evan?
Stopping by. And then, you know, those were some of the things, but the motorcycle scene really just jumped out at me, you know, and then of course, you know, then of course there's the something's got to be in there from the B-52's Wild Planet album. You know, either Planet Clara or Rock Lobster, and I can't figure out which, you know, what part of the life it would be tacked onto. But you know, we got to throw that in there. And there's all sorts of other good stuff. You know,
there's you know, Rock Lobster, I think, radiates with a lot of people. I think when it comes down to people that grew up in the 80s and party in the 80s.
That was
that
just
song always seemed to come up and everybody loved it. You know, everybody kind of got into the song and whatever.
It was just one of those fun, crazy, goofy songs. That was a song Rock Lobster said, B-52s basically said, it's okay to be weird and quirky.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be weird and quirky.
Yeah.
And be silly and goofy and don't worry about it.
You're right.
You're going to be okay. And, you know, that's just something about the B-52. And I grew up with that kind of stuff, and I'm weird and quirky.
Yeah, you're a little weird and quirky. That's all right, though. So that's Bill.
You know, and if you can't have a little weird and quirky in your life, then get off the ass and go make something up.
And you're no fun.
Yeah. But
I was going to say, your golf game is kind of weird and quirky, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a completely different story, but it's still weird and quirky.
It's a little dig there in your golf game there.
Yeah, well, you've seen me golf like, what, four times?
Yeah, something like that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, and I wasn't even good 15 years ago. I'm barely good now.
That's all right. I'm not much better either.
Yeah, I've improved enough to whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, then, you know, I also look at the Father's Day morning making breakfast for the kids and the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the background of that would be Enya's How Can I Keep From Singing? Just, you know, standing
there. I know Enya. I know that song.
Oh, it's a classic. How Can
she's
I Keep
From Singing? Like, she's more instrumental, isn't she?
Is it
kind of
she
like...
No, she's droning, moaning voice. She's got a really hypnotic voice.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but there was a...
Yeah.
There's a group out there, and I saved it. I got to dig it out. I don't know where I saved it at. Somehow I made a mark to remember who it was. But
Deep Forest.
Was it Deep Forest?
Probably.
With Cat Power? With Sean Marshall?
No.
So I'm listening to Spotify, right?
Right.
In a short story, I'm listening to Spotify. And I'm like, I know this singer. It's Sean Marshall. And I know you'd mentioned that you like Sean Marshall, I believe. And she's with an entirely new band, and I made a note of it somewhere. I want to tell you, and I don't know where it's at, but I'll have to dig it up. I'll send it over.
But
to
she
you.
Was Cat Power.
Yeah, Sean Marshall's Cat Power.
Okay.
She started off as Cat Power, and then she got a bad rep because her live shows were so horrible. She dealt with a lot of insecurities, and also she would have to get loaded before she got on stage, and then she would get through part of a show, and then she would cancel it. She always canceled it. Like, she'd like play for like an hour and then cancel her shows, and she'd make up reasons to cancel her show. She's not feeling good, sore throat, whatever, blah, blah. And right. she, yeah, that kind of fouled her for a long time. And she's played with some great people, but I don't think she can really get it together. But she's out with this new band, and I forgot the name of it. I don't know. I'll send it over to you and get you. I find out what it is. I don't know. It was, I don't know. I can't remember the name of the band.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, if you type in Sean Marshall, it's C-H-A-N. Yeah, Marshall. There was one blues band. I forgot the name of it. Something blues band that she toured with. And that's when I saw her, and she canceled on us too.
Oh, that's so
me and my me and my buddy went. And she played like an hour show. And then she's doing like the cut, like, you know, around the throat, like stop. I can't sing, and right, she just walked off stage. And she had that reputation for a long time, but it was a bad love, her insecurity and alcohol. She couldn't keep it together and do a full show. Now she's with
somebody else now.
Yeah, I can't.
It's not telling me who she's with now.
Okay, I'll have to look it up. I found it on Spotify, and I was just listening to it, and I'm like, I recognize that. Let me see, Sean Marshall.
Yeah, she's
2000.
Talking about his cat power. Latest they have something is 2018.
Let me see.
I just loved her voice. I thought she was.
Yeah.
Her songs were quirky and goofy. And she just had a really pretty sounding.
Yeah. Raspy kind of.
Yeah, there was something to it that just was like, I want to hear more.
Right, right.
Yeah, and, you know, she's another one I would, you know, I'm not interested in seeing live.
No.
Now mainly because of the things you've told me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd spend any money to see her. She's been trying to get it together, and she just can't. And
Dirty Delta Blues Band?
That was the one before.
Yeah.
That was when I saw her. It was a Dirty Delta Blues Band, and it was something blues band. But she's with somebody else, and I'm actually looking through Wikipedia right now through 2018, and I'm not seeing anything.
That's what I found too. Wikipedia just told me 2018.
Yeah, when I
it is what it is.
Yeah, when I find it, I'll send it over to you.
The reason for the topic was just to get people to think about, you know, throw some creative fun in the background of your skull.
Yeah. So
what is it that you think would be a fun part of your life that could, you know, have a soundtrack bed behind it that would just be like, oh, this would be interesting. People might actually enjoy this. If I could tell this short story of 5 minutes of my life, what would the song background be to that little short story? Or would I use two different songs blended together? You know, just something to, you know, take your mind off that shit that's been 2020.
Yeah, no,
you know
I know.
What I mean? But I do have to say this. It has been brought to my attention via our legal representation from the law offices of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka.
Yes.
That some people listening may be under the impression that any of the words that fall out of our face holes could be construed as factual, well-researched, and or well-reasoned. And the law offices of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka would like to dispel these misnomers and make it completely clear they're not. So that's that. Disclaimer done.
I'm glad you
move on to the topic. So, what's your best eggnog recipe? Do you make eggnog?
Oh, you know what? Somebody was just – God, who was it? You're really throwing it out there. I don't have an eggnog recipe, but I'm on the Nextdoor app, which means like it's everybody in your area. And if you need like a floor, your floors refinished or a painter or something, people refer people locally. Somebody posted, an eggnog recipe. Like, this is the best eggnog recipe. It's been around my family for years, blah, blah. If you're interested, here it is. and I kind of whipped through it real quick, but that is as close as I've got to an eggnog recipe.
Well,
I love a little bit of eggnog. I love a little bit more Bailey's, but I'll take them both.
Well, so here's one eggnog recipe that I came across.
I think Fuckballs likes eggnog. I don't know.
And I've edited it a little bit. So this is one of the traditional eggnog recipes that I was given. And then after I read to you the instructions on how to make this one, I'm going to tell you how I make eggnog based on this one. So the traditional eggnog recipe is 4 egg yolks, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 pint of fat milk, a cup of fat cream, a little bit of nutmeg, and 3 ounces of bourbon. Apparently that's how, and then you blend it all together and that's an eggnog. To me, the only way to make eggnog is 1 8-ounce glass of whiskey. You gather the 4 yolks, the sugar, the milk, and the other shit, and you flush that down the toilet.
Right.
You drink the whiskey, and then you enjoy Christmas.
And that anyway, is how to do eggnog.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have not had eggnog in a while, but I do enjoy it. I enjoy a little sip, you know, a little, little taster, little nutmeg on it.
I'm good for one glass.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You can't do more than one glass.
Because it's so rich and so thick. And then at that point, you're just like, just give me the booze part of it. I don't need all the fattening things. You know, that was delicious. It was yummy. Thank you very much. Terrific.
Right. Booze. Give me the booze.
Drink whiskey. Enjoy Christmas.
Yeah. So hopefully, knock on wood, that our Dead Can Dance concert holds up and still happens.
For April, right, yeah.
Yeah, I think we might be in the clear because it's so far out.
Let's hope enough people
we've got great tickets for that. So
the inoculation and get moving.
Yeah.
I would prefer that I get the inoculation before I start going spending time in large groups of stupid people.
Yeah, for sure.
To tell you the truth. I mean, it just, because it just doesn't make sense to do it, you know, to get up. You might as well go to a Trump rally if you're not going to get, if you're not going to get immunized before you go off to a concert, you might as well just go to a Trump rally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone else, here, cough in my face, will you?
Yeah. I haven't checked. I'm sure it's going to be a full show only because they never tour, but I'm geared up for it. So,
what venue are we at?
We are at the the one on Cass, the one that, the one that, what's his face bailed out. Guy from the White Stripes.
Oh yeah. That guy.
Yeah. He bailed him out.
That good place. That'll be fun. That's a good place.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's right in Wayne State.
St. Andrews?
Nope.
Something like that.
God, what am I? It's the old, the huge old place. Oh, yeah. God, I got to look it up. Now. It's going to drive me crazy. I got to look it up. I can't do a podcast without having some of these. But go ahead.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, don't say that because you're. Dead Can Dance Detroit. It's the one on Cass, 2021. Oops.
Yeah, hold on. And this is the part of the show where we relax. And since we're having this discussion and
Masonic really Temple, Masonic Temple. Theater,
Sonic Temple. Yeah.
Yeah, Masonic Temple.
That one.
Yeah, they've got – the guy from White Stripes, whatever the hell his name is, bailed him out of
it's a decent-sized venue, but it's not oversized. So everything's a good place.
We're like right up against the stage almost. We're side stage, but we're almost right up against it. So
It should be good. As long as I get to look up her skirt, I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't know. She's gained some weight, so I don't know. It might be a little chunky down there. Because that's what you're into. Yeah,
I just want to be close. It was a figure of speech, man.
Okay,
well, figure of speech.
Whatever rocks the boat.
Gee, Willikers. So again, the law offices of Walker, Jamin, and Svedka said that I'm not allowed to say those things, and so you know, we don't want to give you the impression that we actually understand what we're doing or any of those things. So just understand that our legal services, the law offices of Walkers, Jameson, and Svedka have told us none of this shit makes any sense. And if it seems to make sense to you, it's completely your fault. And not,
it's funny. There's a bunch of Kentucky guys and it goes right to like somebody in the, in Sweden.
Yeah, in Sweden.
Yeah. Three Kentucky guys and one guy from Sweden.
Yeah. I dropped one of the Kentucky guys cause I'm not interested in the other guy.
No, Walker, James, it's, Daniels, and
it's just no. It's just Walker, Jameson, and Svedka.
Okay, that's better.
Well, you get too many partners, and then they start battling each other. And you know, I'm better than you, and I need more money. And the last thing I need is four partners to deal with.
Right.
I can handle the three guys.
Well,
and you know, I basically hang out with Mr. Jameson anyway, and he does all the legal
stuff. Jameson's tough, man. It's tough to get through. You're a trooper.
Again, we see eye to eye. He and I do.
Right.
So,
Hey, Evan, Hobo, you guys want to dial in and any kind of soundtrack to your life? Anything you guys want to maybe
any fun music stuff you want to talk about? Throw our way.
Yeah. Feel free to dial in. So, what's on your agenda? When you go back to work?
I go back tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
2 days. Or maybe two.
Are you off for New Year's?
Yeah, we get New Year's Eve. We'll have like a half day, and then
let me ask you a question real quick. I'll make it really short. I just got lead for some people that want to buy a place out in Howell, but limited funds. She's on disability with MS, only $1,000 a month.
Right.
He's got a 690 credit score. Yeah. Which, if I can get them to rural, in a rural loan. What do they need to qualify for a rural loan? Do you know offhand?
RD loans are not my specialty.
Okay.
But there is, you know, depending on how what you're looking at and where you're looking at for them, you could actually do a MISHTA loan where they finance the 97% up front, and then state of Michigan will pay for the other $7,500 on top of it.
Yeah, I got to see if – will MISHTA go out to
105. Oh, what's that?
Will MISHTA go out to Howell? Will they go that far?
There's – I don't have the guidelines in front of me.
I don't want to call you out.
But, there's always – MISHTA covers all of Michigan.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
But there's certain areas that have certain restrictions.
I thought they were heavy, like in Detroit and Livonia and – some other different areas, but I didn't know
they're everywhere. Okay. The loans are available everywhere, but again, like I said, there's restrictions to it.
Right.
You know, and it there's income restrictions, there's asset restrictions. You know, if you've got if you make too much money and you have too much money saved, you're not going to get assistance from the state to buy a house because you can do it on your own.
Yeah, these guys are like no money saved. I don't know. It's kind of a mess, but we'll see. I'm gonna try to get them lined up.
Send me a text tomorrow in the afternoon, and while I'm at work, I'll look it up and I'll send you an email with some details.
Yeah, I will. I'll send you a reminder if you send me over the details on it or whatever.
We can handle that off air, where it's not getting in the way of all the seven people that are not listening to us. They want to hear us talk about other stuff, but there are plenty of programs out there. To get people into homes. So here's something as part of my research, looking up some of these songs, I went downstairs and instead of flipping through all my CDs, cause that would have taken a week.
Yeah.
I flipped through some of my vinyl.
Yeah.
And I only went through the box with the 12 inch vinyl in it.
Yeah. If I ever get rich and famous, I'm going to send you over like a tip top turntable. So
that'd be great.
Start saving your money for a nice receiver if you don't have one. But I'll send you over a nice turntable. Yeah.
But so I pulled up and I found four New Order and Joy Division 12-inch vinyl records.
No shit.
And they're on Original Factory, right? Factory is the name of the label. So they're on the factory label with their factory label ID numbers. And I looked up the one Actually, I looked up a couple of them, and each of them is worth about $50.
Hmm.
And then I looked up the one that is the Blue Monday.
Yeah.
And the Beach.
Yep.
It's a 12-inch on one on either side.
Yeah.
But I bought – there's only like 100,000 of them made or something. But they were losing money on it because it was in 1981 or 82, and it was the cutout version – or it's 83 or 84. It was the cutout version of the sleeve itself, the cardboard outside sleeve. It was cut like the old – Apple floppy disks.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, wow.
So it's a die cut outside, and the inner sleeve that the record sat in was solid black, and so it filled in the spaces, but it was just, it kind of had that three-dimensional feel to it. That
right, right.
I have a sticker on it that says $4, so I paid $4 for it.
Yeah, it was worth a hundo.
It's worth like $75.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
And I'm looking at
it. Those are all keepers though, right? I mean, you don't want to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah. I would never want to get rid of them.
Right, right.
In as much as, you know, I have them already recorded on to like a couple of years ago. Because I have a record player.
Yeah.
And I have the record player that I can play a record and it burns it onto a CD.
Yeah. Well, I have something of yours, that Teak thing.
Oh, the, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. I can get that back to you if you want to. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the device that I have, and I burned a lot of these things to a CD and then put them onto my computer.
Gotcha.
So I have access to them in any format I want because I put them on the computer. But I want to keep the original because, you know.
We need to keep these in case we end up in the old farts home together. In other words, if I get old and dementia and. You get old and just old, you need to play these for me. So
you think my kids are going to put me in the same place as you? They're going to go, do not put me anywhere near.
You're going to need somebody to look out for you. Maybe you got dementia. I won't. I'll have to look out for you. You know, you never know.
Geez.
But you got, if you go into a home, though, you got to come out to the Plymouth side, not your side.
Well, wait a minute. You're the one who says he's got no family left. You're coming out.
You're
to
my
us.
Family. You're my family. Yeah. I need some Christmases to go to or something. You're gonna have to start inviting me over.
We'll work that crap.
And my mom comes with me too, so you might have three moms.
I already have like seven of them. What am I gonna do? You know, whatever.
Anyways,
there it goes. I made you laugh enough to cough. So that's about the end of it. I think I'm tired of you.
Are you tired of me?
I think so.
All right. Well,
you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the law offices of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka have told me that whenever I'm done, I can be done and I won't get sued.
Well, you know, this is shorter than our hours.
Yeah, you know, and then now you're muffled because you're trying to talk over it and you're trying to do the music thing and nothing's coming out. So
I haven't done anything yet.
Well,
I can let it rip.
Let it rip, chicken lips.
Let it rip, chicken lips. Right. So, what do you got in store? What's your any New Year's resolutions for 2021? Promoting Trump.
Promoting I made Biden. A New Year's revolution.
Let's resolution.
Oh. Revolution. No. I make revolutions.
Make your revolution.
No, you know, there's some, my New Year's, this is my New Year's resolution. You got to let me get through the whole thing for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
My New Year's resolution is to not get all worked up about not following through on any of my New Year's resolutions.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm not going to get worked up about nothing.
Fair enough.
Especially my New Year's resolutions.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about them. In fact, don't even worry about a resolution. You don't have to get worried about worked up about anything.
All I'm worried about is surviving one more year.
You'll do it.
Well, you know, 2021, if it sucks as half as much as 2020, it's going to be an awesome year.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I hope that 2021 fucking takes off, you know. I think job security is in our favor, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, for you and me, but I'm worried about all the other people who are.
I know. There's a lot of people fucking sucking gas out there. Holding on to their ass, man. I've been there.
These monkeys would actually get their shit together and put something.
Yeah, I don't know what the big fucking deal is trying to get something approved. I give Trump the credit for trying to get people $2,000 because I think fucking $600 is a pittance. What are people gonna do with $600? Pay their cell phone bill and buy some groceries?
Like, what, barely.
Yeah, what are people? What are these guys thinking? I don't get it.
They don't get it. But here's the other thing: is you can't give Trump any credit for any of that.
Because I'm just saying, if he gets his approved for $2,000, it's a hell of a lot more than $600.
It's the same $2,000 that was in the original bill. Right after they passed the first one, they said, "Okay, now we got that one done. Now we need to do another $2,000 for everybody and get that shit moving." Everybody stalled on him and crapped on him. I give that man no credit for anything. He is a selfish twat.
Yeah, no, I know. But if I get $2,000, I pay off my credit card. I'm debt free again. I'm debt free.
There you go.
If not, I gotta wait. I gotta wait 2 more months to pay off my credit card.
And then maybe if you get $2,000, then maybe you pay off your credit card and take the extra $50 and buy somebody else dinner.
Somebody you never know. It might be you.
Not me.
Maybe somebody some beef stroganoff.
Somebody who needs it.
Well, you know, I went down. Well, it was 2 years ago now. I went down to Leo's Catholic Church in Detroit, and served the needy down there. And it was a great feeling. I think we should all be doing that.
That's the thing. And I told my wife, I says, you know, if they give us money for this federal thing, if we get a check from this, I'm taking that entire check and I'm taking it down to, we'll find a proper place. If I get $600, that $588 of it is going to go to actually purchase the food and stuff and get into the hands of the people that need it.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to turn it right over and say, here, you guys can use this money better than I can.
Or better yet, give it to your kids, but go donate your time that makes you feel worthwhile of $600.
Exactly. That's another option as well. And, there's people out there who will eventually listen to this and go, yeah, you know what? I guess I don't necessarily need that money myself. Or maybe I'll just put it in the bank and save it for a rough day. But I will go and help somebody else.
Exactly. And I'd be willing to do that with you.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of
crazy people out here.
Hold somebody's hand. Hold it tight.
Yes. We all need that.
Rock and roll.
We all need that.
Yeah. All right, brother. I'm tired
of you. Little six of the sevens. We're 53 minutes in. We'll be back on Wednesday. 8 o'clock. If not sooner.
Closing out 2020 show.
Yeah, we'll do a little pretty. We'll kind of good idea. I'll be the host. If not, Bill will be the host. Yeah. But we'll do a review of 2020 and how lousy it was,
and how just thankful tell that 2020 some of us are. Suck
ass. Suck ass. We are lifting a little six and sevens uranium clock. Bill's going to sign off, and we will see you on a Wednesday.
Look, I know when to be quiet when I'm told to be quiet. I know when we're done. Yeah. We're done when we're done. And, when we're done, that means we're done.
Whatever you want to do.
You go ahead and just hang up on me whenever you think that you're done.
Whatever you want to do here.
So it's just, I know to be quiet when I'm told to be quiet. I know when to stop talking. I can stop talking anytime.
I bet.
Just, we'll
You've been see. Long-winded for a long time.
I'm born long-winded. But, when you tell me to stop talking, I just stop talking.
Right,
so,
right.
Don't mess with me. I know when to stop talking. Well, so people just tell me that I should.
If you go silent, don't take it personally.
Yeah, whatever.
No?
All right.